It's been pretty frustrating trying to find anything to predict response to either C225 or bevacizumab.
Well, there's been some very recent data that's just been presented concerning KRAS abnormalities.
The old KRAS.
That crosses
tumor lines.
It does, but it's back again, and there's some very intriguing data just presented very recently at the ECHO meeting by Peter Amato from the Amgen group with the prospectively randomized trial of panitumumab versus best supportive care in patients with advanced colorectal cancer. So single-agent treatment. Half the patients got panitumumab, the other half just got best supportive care. And they looked at the outcome according to whether the patients had wild-type KRAS or whether there was mutated KRAS in the tumors. And what they found was that, as you know, the overall results of the trial indicated a benefit. The two randomized groups, the patients getting panitumumab, did better in terms of progression-free survival than those that didn't get the panitumumab. That's what got panitumumab commercially approved by the FDA. But when they looked according to the presence or absence of a mutation in the KRAS oncogene, those patients with the normal KRAS had all of the benefit. Those with an abnormal KRAS didn't benefit at all.
And what fraction were which?
It's about 40% that had the mutation, about 60% that didn't.
Interesting.
And the theory is that the signal transduction pathway that EGFR is involved with, as you know, the cetuximab or panitumumab block the binding of epidermal growth factor to the receptor. That receptor initiates a cascade of signal transduction within the cell. The KRAS oncogene pathway, the MAP kinase pathway, where KRAS is important, is part of that pathway. So if you activate it downstream,
right. Bypasses it.
It bypasses
yeah. That's
the,
cool.
the receptors.